We're at the 2018 Oklahoma Youth Expo, and we're visiting with Jimmy Harrell from Bank of Western Oklahoma. And Jimmy, you've been to one or two of these shows down through the years, and it is amazing to see how this thing has grown, especially in the last decade.
You know, it is. It's an amazing thing. I've been coming ever since I was a young man showing. I was just telling them over in the Hog Arena that, you know, when I was showing, I didn't have enough money to buy a good steer. I just was fortunate to get to come and be a part of it. And we didn't have enough money. Even we stayed in the top of the horse and mule barn, which was open. And a lot of times snow would sift down in on our bedroll of a night while we were sleeping. And then we'd get up of a morning and take care of our steers and things. And I remember one morning Jack Craig, who's former Secretary of Agriculture, my college roommate at one time, got out there and was feeding the steer. And he said, Jimmy, he had a short sleeve shirt on. He said, you know, it's pretty cool this morning. Went in the Stock Exchange building after a bit to kind of clean up, and it was pretty cool. It was 19 degrees.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that has developed so much in the last few years has been the way that we honor the top end with the grand drive and the way that we've kind of organized all of that.
It is. I was just visiting with someone about it this morning about how the grand drive came to be. Grand drive is one that's, you know, everyone all over the nation enjoys our grand drive and says there's not anything like it. But the way it happened, and what's interesting about it, is when we took it over in about somewhere around 2003, our group took it over when the state fair was ready to let it go and it wasn't what they was wanting to follow. We took the thing over, and we Whitey come over here in the hog barn where we are now, and he built a grand arena for his hogs because he was a hog man. I was a steer man. So that year we decided we'd trick him. And when we had the grand steer drive, my wife figured out a grand entry with Express Personnel's horses and team, and bring the people that won in. And then we had a young man from our bank, the late Carpenter, that did the singing and entertaining. And we had a great grand drive for the steers that night. And it had Whitey so upset that he had to bring his hogs and sheep and everything else over the next year for our grand drive. And that thing evolved because of a competition between Justin and I. And it evolved. It wasn't something we sat down and thought out. It was something we just evolved by competition among ourselves.
I remember running from one barn to another to get to the grand champion drive for each species.
Right. And when he saw what a good grand drive we had, he'd come up with the idea, well, we've got to bring everything over there, which was funny. I got to hassle him about it, but it has made one of the greater grand drives in the nation.
I know that, you know, we've got tremendous number of animals again entered this year, and it seems like we've kind of equalized out. We've got almost as many breeding animals as we do market animals.
Well, that's what the hog boys were just talking about, you know, about Whitey coming up with this vision to have a gilt show, which we didn't have when we took it over. And he had this vision to have a gilt show and sale and things, and we were struggling to try to make what we had go, and they were laughing about how he came up with the idea. And I said, yeah, and think of what I thought when we were struggling so hard to make the show go, and he wanted to add something to it. We did add it to it. We did add it to it. And one of the funnier parts of that was one night we was having one of the first sales, we were having the sale, and I'd gone out to eat. I wasn't buying hogs. I was a steer man. I sat down, and I had a lobster and a steak sitting in front of me, and my phone ring, and it's Justin. He said, Jimmy, you got to get down here now. And I said, what for? He said, we got to buy some of these animals, make the gilt sale go. I said, well, what? So I got up and left my steak, never took a bite of my steak or lobster either. Left there, drove out here. We bought the grand gilt for his kid. He decided he'd take it to the World Gilt Show and try to win it. Then we went down way down in class somewhere, and there's another gilt he thought was pretty good, so we bought it for my grandkid to go to the World Show with. We get out about 2 weeks from the World Show, and his gilt wasn't doing so well, and mine was doing pretty good. So since he was a hog man, he decided he would enjoy winning the world more than I would enjoy it. So he took my gilt from me, and he took his kid to the World Show, and sure enough, we won it with his And the next thing I knew, he had my gild out in the parking lot selling it at auction, auctioning it off out in the parking lot in Des Moines, Iowa.
And, of course, today that Night of Stars is, standalone all on its own.
It does. In fact, you know, we were so short of money and so hard to go early on, and it took us a lot of effort, a lot of money, a lot of things to make it go. And, in fact, it was just nip and tuck all the way. And finally, after Whitey had his accident in his airplane, I went to the legislature, and I want to thank some of those older legislators that's had the foresight to see how bad we need to keep this show going. And they helped me raise the money a couple of times to keep it going. And now we got Tyler Norvell running it for us, and he's got a lot of sponsorships. And we appreciate the sponsors so much for helping with this show. But he's got a lot of sponsorships, and we're on real solid footing. And in fact, I told him a while ago, I said, you guys don't even need me anymore. I just come to enjoy what we put together.
We need your institutional knowledge, that's for sure. And, you know, this show today is just truly incredible.
It is incredible. It takes in every county of the state. You know, the thing I said when we took it over, we were going to be friendly to the ag teacher. We were going to be friendly to the county agents. We were going to be friendly to the exhibitors, to their parents and grandparents, where they could come here and enjoy it, not be something they dreaded. They could come here and enjoy it, and as long as it was something we make where they could enjoy it, I'd be a part of it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be if we weren't friendly to people.